And let this place be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of God. Cast us not away from thy presence, Lord, but renew our right spirit within us. Be with us this morning, we pray, O God. In your precious name we ask these things, and in God's people say, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Thank you, team, for leading us into worship. They do an awesome job, amen. We're just so grateful for that, and continue to pray for the music team and for the leaders and for the backup singers and musicians. They need our prayer also as they lead us week after week into worship. Amen? Amen? I do encourage you to take the time this week to really pray for the families that have lost their loved ones and for the ones that are also in the sick in our homes, because they're not, there's some who are very, very ill, and we want to pray for them, for God's move upon their lives. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Amen. Did you have a late night last night? No. Are you tired? If you're tired, I'm going to wake you up. Amen? Because we changed the system in the church now. Under your chair, there's something that that from here, if I see someone falling asleep, I press a button and it gives you an electric shock. So it costed us a lot of money to do that, but it's all worth it, okay? So if I see anybody sleeping, and if you see someone yelling, it's not my fault. Blame yourself. Amen? As I said last week, I want to start a series called Re-Energize, and something to refuel ourselves and refill our lives back with the life and power of God. I recall the time when I came from Montreal to Edmonton. The first time, we drove it twice. For the first time I came with my son Michael, and we knew that every 550 or 575 kilometers, I had to stop to fill up again and to get to the destination where we are in Edmonton. But on the second time we went back, I was calculating on the same distance and stopping in the same pit stop at the same garage and so forth to get here at the same time. But I failed it because I realized that I wasn't getting to the same garage that I was supposed to be on the first time. I was wondering, why am I not getting to the right garage? It was supposed to be the same kilometers where I was supposed to stop and all that stuff. But I realized that it cost me more gas and more time because there was a heavier load. I had a trailer in the back, so it seemed that it took more time for me to get here. And it costed me more money to get here because it was heavier and it was slower for me. So, and in the same sense, so look at slide number 2, number 3, number 4. See, we are talking about overload. And I guarantee you, all of us here are overloaded. Look at this. That's overload. How do you want to put 100 people on a car, on a truck, you want to call it? That is overload. That's too much. And I remember there was one that I seen a donkey carrying a trailer, like one of those hitches in the back, a trailer in the back. And the donkey was two front feet weren't even touching the ground because it was so heavy. And they're trying to walk. The heavy load. So when you're heavy, when it's heavy in our lives, it's harder to get to a distance where we got to go. It drains us out faster. Look at this. How many of you feel this way? Am I the only one that feels, oh, Lord, help me? There's a stress. There's an overload on my life. We as Christians are driving, and there are times we don't even have enough fuel. But the lighter we are, the further we go. Am I right? Are you with me this morning? The heavier the load we have, the slower we go to the next step. And I'm realizing that I did not calculate myself well when I did the first time or the second trip because there was a heavier load on my back on when I was driving with the truck. There was something heavier. There was all kinds of stuff in there. So it took more time for me to get here. And in our lives, a heavier load on our shoulders will cause you to run empty faster than normal. It will. Oh, you're with me this morning. Do you feel the same way? If you don't feel the same way, I might as well preach in the other church. Because I tell you, everyone feels overloaded. Everyone feels stressed. Are you with me this morning? So this morning, I love you so much that I want to share about this. Because I see the overload on people's lives, and I see it on my life. And it's not healthy if I'm too overloaded. It's not healthy if I'm too stressed, because I'm going to have a burnout. And when you have a burnout, you're not going to go anywhere. And if you have a burnout, you can't lead your family. You can't lead your children. You can't go anywhere. You can't even go to work because of burnout. And many of us have been affected with this overload, with the stress upon our lives, day after day, week after week. And how do we do when we run empty? What about how do we do when you're riding on a lighter load? Some of us are overloaded and we're not productive at all. We're not productive. If you're overloaded, you're not going to be productive at all. Some of us are overloaded with stress. Here it is, like stress, sick, health, fear, and late nights. How many of you have experienced like me on nights you don't even sleep anymore because of thinking and overthinking and overthinking? That number one stress is right there in everybody's life. And what is this? The number one stress is probably the number one thing that I can see stress is financials. The finances kill people's lives. You don't even think anymore. You're just awake, awake, and awake. How can I do this? How can I do that? How can I do this? And we're just stressing ourselves, and we're not going anywhere at all. But God did not design for us to live a life of stress. God designed us to, you know what He's telling us? Stop it, relax, let go, and let me take care of your stress. Because He died for you and I. Amen? So there's some of us might have this overload of physically, emotionally, relationally. Maybe it's work, financially. Maybe it's health. That's just putting pressure. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your children. Whatever it is, maybe it is an addiction. Maybe whatever it is, that's putting the stress and this heavy load upon your life. And there's many things that can put us down, that can bring this load upon our lives. And the question is this, how do we lighten ourselves? How do we lighten? Yeah, Pastor, we know we're heavy loaded, but how are we lightening ourselves? We're going to go through the scripture. Very, very simple principles with God's word through us this morning. And it's something that I've never done this. I usually don't preach this way, but I decided to do it this way because God has placed this in my heart to bring stress, because I see there's a lot of stress on people's lives. I see we're so overloaded and we're not going anywhere anymore. We're just standing there. And what happens when we're overloaded? We don't think the same. We get angry fast. We get disappointed fast. We say that we're failures. We're not good anymore. So we need to do something to remove this overload upon our shoulder so we can walk the way God designed us to walk. Amen. Three ships was overloaded and got lost at the sea. Look at this. In 1999, if some of you were alive and born at that time, the North Atlantic commercial fishing industry saw a deadly string of accidents. In a 13-day span, the Cape Fear, the Atlantic, and the Beth D. Bob were lost at sea off the coast of New Jersey. To make the story short, there were 10 to 15 tons of excess weight on that ship. And all of a sudden, because of this excess weight upon that ship, all three of them collapsed and went down. And many died because of that situation there. And the reporters were asking some of the people, the survivors on the ships, and it says, what was happening? Why is this happening to you guys? You had 10, 15 tons more upon your ship, and that's why it made it go down. It didn't work well enough. And they simply answered this way. They were simply doing what was normal in the industry. So it is the same thing for you and I. They thought that, you know, it's okay, 15 tons more. It's simply normal in their industry. And at times you and I, we become so numb and we say, it's just normal to walk with stress upon our lives. It's just normal to be overloaded and walk. We become numb of this thing and we just walk and we become like zombies. We say, we're going to continue like this. But you know what's going to happen? You will crack. You will drown. You will go down because the stress will destroy you. The overload overload will put you down and there's no way to get up anymore. Do you feel that way at times that you can't even breathe anymore because there's an overload upon your shoulder? But God did not design that for you. He did not design that for me. He designed for you and I to walk in freedom and to walk in health and relationship with Him and health relationship with people around us. That's what He designed it. So I rebuke stress. I rebuke overloaded in my life because I don't want to be there. I want to be set free by the power of overload. Are you with me this morning? I'm just getting started. Let me get there. So here it is. We need to learn to how to refill ourselves. How to refuel ourselves is extremely important in our lives. And as a pastor, I love you. I love you and I pray for you on a daily basis. I pray for you healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. I want you to have a healthy life. I don't want you to be down. I don't want you to be destroyed. I don't want you to be under. I want you to be up and do what God has called you to do. And I pray that you pray for me to not be overloaded or stressed out, that you won't even have a pastor anymore. Oh, there's only one that says amen. Oh, Lord, I got to pray harder. New Hope Christian Assembly, if we live our lives on empty, our children will learn to live their lives on empty. They will live a life overloaded as well. There must be something in our lives that got to be a better way. We got to teach our next generation to have a balanced life. If my children will always see me that I'm all stressed out, they're going to become all stressed out. But I got to have a balanced life so they can have a balanced life also. They look at us. We need to learn how to refill, to re-energize ourselves. Church, we need to learn how to refuel. If not, we will give up. We will become more cranky. We will become more anxious. We will become selfish, anger easily. And when we are empty in our lives, that's how we become. Do you ever see someone beside you that's cranky? Do you ever see beside someone that's so anxious and so upset all the time you say something? You know what happens when we're so full and overloaded? We lack compassion for people who are hurting. We care for ourselves, and we just lack compassion for helping that person out. It is easier to give into temptations and also feel distant from God. When you go overloaded, you're not going to spend time with God. You're just overloaded. You're just thinking of a lot of things in life, and you forget to go to the source, and that is God Himself. I'm being transparent with you all, because I was going there too. When I'm stressed out, when I'm overloaded, what's happening to me? I lose everything. I'm losing focus. And we forget to do the one thing when He says, come to me. And when He says, come to me, there's one promise. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. Why am I searching somewhere else? If I know the scripture tells me, if you go to Him, He's going to give me the rest that is needed in my life. He's going to give you the rest that is needed in your life. But because we're so wrapped around with society and stress and overload and situations of life, we need just a little slap and say, wake up and smell the coffee, because the Word of God tells me, come to me. And when we go to Him, He will give us the rest. Amen. That's a wonderful promise. So when you go to God, He's going to give you rest. Wow. Isn't that amazing? It excites me. Man, if I'm going to go to Audrey and I'm going to give all my burdens to Audrey, I don't know if she's going to give me rest. Maybe she's going to give me good encouragement. But is she really going to give me that soul rest? And the soul rest only comes from God. He's the only one who comes in and puts that peace in your heart when you need it. Very simple message today. But at times hard to do when He says, come to me. We run around everywhere else, but forget to run where the source is. It's Him. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, I will give you rest. Say the word, rest. Second, what I do is when I feel stressed out, I go speak. First, I speak to God. Second, I speak to a friend, someone who's close by me, someone I know that he'll pray for me or she'll pray for me. We get there, we just pray together and focus together on God's word to encourage each other, because we need that. We're not designed to be living a life of stress and overloaded. We are going to crack. And I don't want any more hospitals to get more medication on our lives. we go to God. And when I feel empty, I feel that everyone is doing everything right in my life and everyone is full. When I feel like that, I'm looking around and everybody is full. Everybody is happy. Do you feel the same way? Oh, that person is jumping up and down. Maybe he's okay. Because you're just so down and you don't see the same things anymore. Because that's just overloading us and putting pressure on ourselves. But the moment those what you've seen on that trailer, there are all those people and those luggages there. If you remove one at a time, and you remove one at a time, you will see that truck will go faster and faster and further and further and further because the burden is getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And it's the same thing for us to remove this burden, to remove the stress and the overload upon our lives. It would make us lighter to walk and to go where God has called us to go. There are people in this church this morning who are facing this kind of issue. They're empty inside. And you need to be fulfilled again. And if that's you today, you are not alone. That person beside you can be the same thing as you, maybe going to the same situation as you. What happens when you are empty? You're not consistent in connecting with God. Church, we don't have to live our lives on empty. We can be spiritually refueled. We can be filled with the life and power that God has offers us. In Ephesians 3:19, next slide, it tells us this. This is a verse that I'll be speaking, is because I'm doing a series on refuel and re-energize. And I'll be speaking on Ephesians 3:19 for a while. This is the NIV version. It says, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be, what? Filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And you heard me preach on this, the fullness of God, not too long ago. But you have another version here, the next slide. You will see this. And, next slide. You experience the love of Christ, thought it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of what? Life and power that comes from God. Fullness, life, and power does not come from a book, does not come from palm reading, does not come from a horoscope. Life, power comes from God itself. Church, people of God, we got to search God. We got to seek God when we're overloaded. You're not going to go to palm reading and seeing your future. He didn't even know your future. God knows your future. And he tells me here that you will get the fullness of life and power when you go to God. That's the key what we need to do. It hurts me to see that there's even Christians that open their papers in the morning and look at the horoscope and looking, oh, what about my week today? Lord, help me. God knows your today, and God knows your tomorrow, and God knows your next week and your future itself. And we're looking for this life and power. It does not come from a book. It does not come from Cracker Jack box. It comes from God. So where do we got to go? Go to God. And when you go to God, he give you that life and that power to overcome stress, to overcome the heavy load upon your life. Oh, it excites me that I know that we have a God that gives us this promise that when you go to him, he will give you that rest, that life, and that power that's needed to go on. If you have this relationship with Jesus, please stop feeling that you're spiritually failing. You're not a failure. You're not a failure. You have been saved by God, and he loves you as he loves me. He loves us all, and he wants the best for your life and the best for my life this morning. We need to connect with God. It's not about ritual. It is about relationship. It is not about performance. It's about being in the presence of God. It's not about to have to. It's about I want to know more God. I want him more. It's not about guilt. It's about grace in our life and the grace of Jesus for you and I this morning. If you want the life and power in your life, there are three things that I want to talk to you this morning. Very briefly, and some of you may say, praise the Lord. But very briefly, I want to speak to you this morning. Yes, life is not an easy ride. There will be problems, there will be situations, there will be times that you feel stressed like I'm feeling these last days. Can we agree with that? Church, we don't have to be overloaded or stressed out. We have a God that wants to partner with us and wants to carry your circumstances and stress away from you. Three key principles for learning stress management that Jesus gives us in Matthew chapter 11 we're going to look at this morning. Point number one is this, very simple. Come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn, and we're going to speak about yoke here for a moment, upon you and learn from me, for I am, what? He's gentle. Have you experienced a lot of gentle people? For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for what? Your souls. Isn't that the key? Don't you want rest for the souls? It's not just a power nap that you're going to take here. It rests for the souls. It is inside there forever with you. He rests you completely. For my yoke is what is easy and my burden is light. People in the Bible went to Jesus with all kinds of problems. People were sick. They needed healings from Jesus. People were upset. Some with conflicts. And also many people went for internal life to receive Jesus Christ. Come to me was a tender call to intimacy with Him for all those who are weary and burdened. Come to me and as I will give you rest. This I will give you rest. Emphasized in the Greek, He gives what no one else can give, rest from the burden of sin, from the weariness of fruitless toil. This is a special kind of rest that God has given to you. It's for the souls. And if you don't have this soul rest, we will go crazy. We will go berserk. We will go nuts. And the issue that we are talking about this morning is tension, worry, fear, and anxiety. And I can tell you something, 99.9999% of us have something like that in our lives this morning. That's what we need to be relieved from. There's one thing that we can rest your soul is to connecting with God. God can give you the rest and that inner peace that is in your life today. No one else can do that. Those mothers and those fathers who lost those children, it is only God that can comfort their heart. It is only God that can put peace back in their heart. You can say all the words you want. You can encourage, and it's good. We got to do that. We got to pray. But that inner soul, that rest, that peace only comes from God Himself. And it's the same thing that we're talking this morning. Refilling, putting that back, removing that overloading upon our life, the stress out of our life, and refilling it with life and power that comes from Him. The first thing is, come to me. I like this verse, and I know some of us here like this verse too. In chapter 80. Oh, that's a pretty big chapter. Isaiah chapter 40. We like this verse here. Like, He gives strength to the weary, and increases what? The power of the weak. Even youth grows tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope, another version is those who wait upon the Lord, and the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. But the only way you're going to get this strength, the only way you're going to get this power is those who wait upon the Lord. You know what He's telling you? Shut your mouth, sit down, and listen to me. You wait and God will pour out His power upon your life once again that you needed before. You need more power today. Some of us are overloaded and say, God, remove this heavy load upon my shoulder. Remove this stress, this anxiety. I need more of the peace of God upon my life. I'm ready to push this button because I see someone falling asleep. Here it is what you say here. The first thing, it's a command. He tells us to wait. Hope, wait is a command. It's like I tell my children, or you tell your children, wait here for a moment. They don't listen. But you can tell one thing. I tell my doctor, sit and wait. He'll listen. It's a command. My kids have a hard time to listen to that. But he says, wait here a moment. What the Lord requires is two key elements right here. A complete dependence on God and willingness to allow him to decide the terms in your life. The word wait in the Bible carries the idea of confident expectation and hope. For God alone, my soul waits in what? In silence. That's why he's telling you, keep it quiet. Keep it quiet for a moment. Because my hope is from him. Psalm 62, verse 1. Trust, truly my soul finds rest in God, and my salvation comes from him. Waiting on the Lord involves being at rest in the Lord. In Psalm 23, we know this, the Lord is my shepherd. It provides a lesson concerning to being still. Sheep will not be at peace in your rushing water. You will not be at peace if there's rushing water beside you. But they will lie contently by still water. And that's where the good shepherd leads us to still water. He tells you to wait for a moment and listen to me. And I will give you the power that is needed upon your life. If we're always running, you can't hear. If we're always distracting, you can't hear anything at all. But he tells us the command, wait here a moment. But not just wait here and watch TV. Wait and listen to what God has to tell you. Quiet moment. I'm not talking about yoga here. Or meditation in that sense. But just wait in the presence of the Lord. And allow him to speak to you. And he will give you that strength that is needed in your heart. And that power to give it a heart to overcome. What does it mean for us when we're stressed out? The answer is very simple. Go to Jesus Christ. When was the last time you pulled away from the crowd? Pulled away from your busy schedule. Really, think of it, your busy schedule. Some of us are really busy. When was the last time you pulled away from your busy schedule and just spent time with God? And heard from him. What's sad is sometimes activities become more important than God himself. But when was the last time you spent even 5 minutes with him? You and God alone. And when you finish that time with him, and you're serious with him, I guarantee you, it's not my words, it's God's words. He will give you that peace. He will remove that heavy load upon you once again. He would help you because he didn't design you to crush you. He designed you to give you that soul rest in your life, that peace in your heart, to live a stress life free. Amen? Amen. What does it mean to wait? Very simple. Sit and listen to God. That's the best time for me. When no one's around, no dog, no cat, nobody, no phone, no cell, nobody whatsoever, just me and God. And you spend time with him. And you can start asking all those questions. Some of us have a lot of questions to tell him. And he tells me, come, ask me those questions. And then listen. He will give you those answers to you. He says, when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to the Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Look at that beautiful thing. He will reward you if you put yourself connecting with God all alone. He will reward you. So why not take this? Why not take this verse at heart? Why not say, you know, Lord, yes, I'm believing in Matthew 6:6. If I'm going to go and spend time with you alone, if I'm going to spend time with you and hear from you, he tells you, I will reward you. And it excites me. I know that he will reward us. He will reward anybody that will go in a time, a place with God. Second thing. Give up control. We like to control ourselves. We like to control everything about us. Give up control. And every one of us here have a sense of control. I can guarantee you, you don't like to be controlled by your spouse. You don't like to be controlled by your children. You don't like to be controlled by anybody besides you, only yourself. You want to control yourself. Are you with me? Because if I can tell you to do something, you might be, let me do it. But why is he telling me this for? We don't like to be controlled by anybody. So give up control. Give it up. And surrender yourself to God. And say, God, here it is. I give it all to you. Remove the stress. Remove this burden. Remove this heavy load upon my shoulder. I surrender it all. We go on an airplane. The pilot is controlling your life. Basically. You go in a doctor's office and he's cutting you up. You're trusting him. Am I right? You're letting go of control. You sure you know what you're doing? And the funny part is I went to Dr. Hamid not too long ago. And my kid was laughing. And I said, what are you laughing for? Because you actually told the doctor what to do. I said, yeah. So I went there and I said to him, he sees my stomach. And I have like an ulcer. What do you call an ulcer? You call it a hernia. So every time I move the hernia, it's up. It goes up. So I said to the doctor, he goes to me, you got to lose weight so your hernia will go down and then we can operate you. I said, it doesn't work that way, I told him. I said, Dr. Hamid, I said, it doesn't work that way. I don't have to lose any weight. Just open me up. No, it's not like that. I think if it's a bigger stomach, it actually will go down, I was telling him. He goes, no, you got to lose weight to make the hernia go down. I said, no, I have to have it big so it's going to go down. And my kid's going, he walked out there, he goes, you're actually telling the doctor how to be a doctor. I said, yeah, I don't like to give control. He had to tell me what to do. I didn't like that. We have some stubbornness, huh? I'm stubborn too sometimes. But here it is, give up control. It's harder to do. The reason why we are overloaded because we are trying to control our own ways. We have the strength, we have the stress, we can do it, I can do it myself. You can't do it alone. You can't just shake it off. You can't. God has to come. You got to let it go and let God remove that stress upon your life, that heavy load. How? Can I drive at the same time and throw out my TV when my trailer was heavy? No, I can't. Somebody had to go there and throw something else out so it can be lighter and lighter. You got to let go and let God take care of the rest. Some of us even get controlled by their wives. Ooh. Some of our control freaks, brothers. Maybe some can be a spouse that's controlling us. But most of the people like control. But we have to learn to let go. You know, sometimes we can be called all kinds of things, control freaks, micromanagement, we can say, looks at it. And you know, at times we need to say, you know something, relax. Lord, I'm giving it to you. And here it tells us in Matthew 11, verse 29. Take my what? Yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I want to show you a picture here. Next slide. So a yoke is actually what you see there. Because sometimes people try to say, what is the yoke we're talking about? The yoke is holding the two oxen together. We see there. Do you see that? There's a purpose for that that's holding it together. It takes control. It's actually leading someone in a straighter line. So the older one is just helping the other one to walk. And what he's telling us, take my yoke upon you. Hold on. Jesus says, I want to be in partner with you. I want to just yoke with you. And if you allow me to yoke with you, you're going to walk in the same pace as me. I'm going to control you and tell you where to go. That young oxen does not know. He just goes everywhere because it's the older one, the more experienced one, is leading him the right path. And it's the same thing. You and I are less compared to God. And he says, take my yoke. So when you're there and you're holding on this yoke to Jesus, it's going to make it lighter. Partner with me, he's telling me. Partner with me. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. Hold on to me, because I'm going to bring you where you need to go. And we as persons, we don't like control. But that's that oxen that not like control. But I can tell you something, it will lead him to the right path. And some of us are walking like this, and we want to say, oh Jesus, not this one. Oh, not this one. But once you're stuck, once you're in a situation, you're so far away from that yoke, and we got to go back and yoke ourselves back to Jesus. Because he's going to bring you to the path that needs to go. He's going to remove that burden upon your life. Don't do it alone. I will take your burden. I will take your stress. I will take your overloaded upon my shoulder, because I died for you for that. I died for that. That's the yoke that we're talking about here. It's a wooden beam to pair oxen together. It's teamwork. The purpose is to make it easier for the animal. And Jesus said, take my yoke. But what he meant by this in the context of Jesus had preached the statement to saying, come to me all who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Go to him. Hook yourself up. Teammate with Jesus, and I will give you the rest that is needed. Amen. I will give you that rest. This is an idea of taking upon us a yoke. This idea is taking upon the yoke that Jesus provided us, that we can learn from him, that he should give us rest for our souls. In other words, let's get together, like I said. Let's get partnership. Jesus said, I have not meant you to, for you to go life carrying it all by yourself. No. Your stress, your difficulties, your all that difficulties, Jesus said, team up with me. Team up with, partner with me, and I will help you carry your load. When I yoked with Christ, we move together in the same direction at the same space, same pace. So the first thing is, come to me and he will give you rest. The second thing is, give up your control. Let it go. Let it go. And then the third thing is, when you let it go, you need to trust him. Trust him for it. He's not a God that's changing, he's never changing, he won't change. He is the God yesterday, today, and forever. And he will be there. You're not going to be there tomorrow, but he will still be there. He has never changed. He says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We trust bus drivers, like I said, pilots and doctors, but we must trust our heavenly Father. We must just put our trust, full trust in him. Let it go and trust him, and he will help you overcome it. Amen. I remember when Jesse was starting to swim. He's on 12, very high one. I think it was 30 feet up. And he had to jump in the pool that was like 24 feet deep down. And he never knew how to swim. He didn't know anything like that. And I'm down there going like this. I said, jump and trust me. He came and he just jumped. And he trusted me because he jumped because he trusted me. And Jesus says, let it go and trust me. Amen. And I will hold you. We're breaking our heads, finding solutions all over the world, trying to find errors in the Bible. We're breaking our head when you trust him and only him. And when you let go of everything at him, he will help you. He says, I will give you rest. I will give you the rest and the peace upon your life. So give it up. Trust him when the dark doubts assail thee. Trust him when the strength is small. Trust him when the simple, trust him, seems the hardest thing of all. Trust him when he's ever faithful. Trust him for his will, his best. Trust him for the heart of Jesus. He is the only place of rest that's a source unknown. The perfect trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is the only path to life. Trusting in the Lord is the only path to life. And nowhere is this seen more fully than in the life of the work of Christ in his life. He trusted this heavenly Father, totally trusted into his hands. Even to his death, through his work on the cross, his resurrection, and his ascension, he offers a new life, pouring his Spirit into the hearts of the people. In a culture of misplaced trust, broken promises, or damaged lives, only Jesus is unshakable. And we sing that in this church. Only Jesus is unshakable, unchangeable, unbreakable, and worthy of all our trust. Only he trusted the Father perfectly with all his heart, making straight the path of our salvation. So we too would trust him. Through him, God offers healing. God offers his wisdom and the love for this world if we only acknowledge him in our lives, in all of his ways. And I'm pretty sure that when we look around here this morning, many of us have experienced Jesus Christ. Many of us done. But you have this overload upon your shoulder. It says, give it to me. Leave it to me. Yoke up with me. And I make it easier for you. It's going to be lighter for you. He did not tell us to carry this burden. You know what it is? We're carrying the burdens. We're carrying the burdens on our shoulders. And then you wonder why we can't go to A to B. Because we're so heavy on our shoulders. I love every one of you the way I love God and I love you all. And I love myself too. And I don't want to be overloaded, to stress out, to burn out. So I praise God for giving me this word for me first. That I can share with every one of you this morning. To let it go. Come to me and I will give you rest. Don't stress out. Let's not stress out because it's not going to make us go anywhere in our lives. You know what it is? Let's switch places today. Let's put the cross before us and the world behind us. And if the cross is for us, who can be against us? No stress can be against us because the cross is before us. Remember that song that we sing? I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Amen? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. When we follow the cross, when the cross is in front of us, it's not just for salvation, but it's also to help us overcome the overloads of our life, the stress of our lives, the most difficult times of our lives. And you say, world, you're behind me because the cross is before me and he has come to give me the peace and a stressful life. No stress life, a stressless life with no stress whatsoever. Are you with me this morning? I don't want any stress. I don't want any ever overloaded on my shoulder because I want to be walking free indeed. I want to walk free with the inner strength upon my life. Remember, when you're overloaded, you can't think. You're going to walk like zombies. You don't sleep anymore. What's going on here? But no. Take these key practical, very key principles, very simple. Come to me, he tells me. If you go to him, he will give you the rest. Give it up to him. And then trust him. And he will help you. Amen. Do you believe in the promises of God? Yes. Do you want to be a bit lighter when you go home? Yes. I know some of us want to be lighter in our pounds. But I'm talking about that soul, that inside, that you can't even breathe today. And some of us are just facing the most stressful time of your life right now. Oh, I just can't take it. I want to throw this towel. I can't do it anymore. But very simple. Go to Him. 100% commitment to God in every day. That's what we're going to do. Proverbs 3, 5, 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. You know, at times we want to do it our own strength. We want to do it our own wisdom, our own intelligence, but we're going to crack. We're not going to do it. That scripture verse is for you and I. You trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on your own understanding, but on your ways, submit to Him. We have a hard time submitting to Jesus. We have a hard time submitting to the one who has the answers for you and I. We can submit to other people around us. We can run all over the place and bow down before people, but we have a hard time to submit ourselves to Jesus. And when we submit to Him, He will make your path straight. He will make you. Remember, we don't want just an experience. We want to be connected with Him daily. We don't want just an experience, a revival experience. No, we want it every time we get into the presence of God. This strength and this power and this life and comes from Himself. Church, there is an incredible, the last slide, there is an incredible peace when we say yes to God. Whatever you want to do, God said, I will follow you. Whatever you want, God. There's an incredible peace when we say yes to Him. So my prayer is that we say yes to Him and say, you know, Lord, and I think everybody wants that prayer. Lord, take it all. Yeah. S-T-R-E-S-S, take it. Overload, take it from me. I don't want it anymore. I'm tired of this because I'm just going to crack. You know what happens? A lot of times I was watching the show, someone was overburdened with all kinds of stress and burden and burden and burden and burden, cracked up and went berserks in the house and started killing everybody. I'm not saying that we're going to do that, but what happens is this pressure of life is on our shoulders and we can't even do it, but Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. And we have a hard time doing that. So people of God, this morning, as we sing our last song together, we raise our arms before Him and say, I'm surrendering everything to You. I surrender my actions, I surrender my thoughts, I surrender my stress, I surrender my overload. So, Brother Oliver, if you come forward, we can sing a song together. I surrender all to You, Lord. I surrender everything because I don't want this anymore. I just want to spend time with You, God. I want this overload removed from my shoulder. I want to be set free again and walk again in freedom. Are you with me this morning? Do you want that this morning with you? It's all stand this morning. Are we going to sing one more song together? I don't know which song that Brother Ulrich will sing, but I just raise your hands before Him and let it go. Trust Him and say, Lord, I need this inner strength. Because if you have this, the Bible said, those who wait upon that Lord will give us that strength. When He gives us that inner strength upon our lives, when He gives us within, you'll have this outward strength and you can do what you're called to do, to lead your family, to lead the business, to lead everything. You need that inner strength, and the only way you're going to get the inner strength is when you go to the one who gives you that inner strength, and it's God Himself. So go to Him this morning as we sing together the song. Raise your hands before Him. Spend time. If you have to kneel down on the altar, you kneel down. If you have to kneel down on your pew, you kneel down. But spend time with God this morning.